Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits and the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and it is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. We are in ordinary times, but today is also special because it is Father's Day, and I hope that today you are celebrating and remembering your own fathers and the father figures and the great men in your life as we go throughout our worship time. I know that in your time of prayer that you will be thankful for them as well. So let us come together now in a time of worship in this ordinary yet extraordinary time. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's psalm is from the 92nd psalm. We will be in verses 1 through 4 and then skip down to verses 12 through 15. Hear now the words of the psalmist. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. The righteous flourish like palm trees and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, as in every week, let's remind ourselves of what we believe. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, as we come together today to hear your word and reflect upon it, let us be the producer of seeds. May we scatter seeds everywhere we go, that we may be that impetus for you to come in and bring growth and new life through the seeds of faith that we spread. Help others see your fruitfulness in us as we go throughout our days. And hear us now as we pray the prayer that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson is from the gospel according to Mark, is chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe at once, he goes with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The difference between a cow and a bean is a bean can begin an adventure. Jack from the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk sings this line in one of my favorite musicals, Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim. I love a fairy tale retelling. From The Princess Diaries to Cinderfella, the original Cinderella story has been taken and used in many different ways. The story of Jack and the Beanstalk is the same. The story originated in 1734 as an English fairy tale titled The Story of Jack Spriggins and the Enchanted Bean. One of the things I love about Into the Woods is that all of these familiar stories collide and we get a whole new way to look at fairy tales and fables from across time. These stories take a lesson or a moral or a nugget of truth and wrap it up in a story so unforgettable that it can easily be remembered and passed down. Fairy tales and fables are very close to what Jesus was doing with his parables. While he didn't necessarily use magic and monsters in his lessons, the ideas he was trying to convey were certainly wrapped in a story that was relevant and easy for people to understand, and memorable enough for them to remember and share. Verse 26 and 27 caught my eye this week, as the text often does. It's like a magnifying glass is put on the words that are important in the lesson that God is trying to reveal each week. He also said the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seeds on the ground and would sleep and rise at night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. In the story of Jack and the Beanstalk and Into the Woods, Jack's mother, in her frustration, hurls the magic beans out the kitchen window. The next morning, much to their surprise, they wake up to a giant beanstalk in their backyard. They have no idea what could have happened to make this beautiful wonder occur. In the parable of Jesus, we are called to simply scatter the seeds, and when we sleep and when we rise, God will take those seeds and do wonderful things with them. And we will not know how. Our job is simply to scatter the seeds. How do we scatter those seeds, one may ask? Or as Jesus says, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable would we use for it? Well, we don't have to hurl them in anger like Jack's mother. Jesus gives us an example of how we can minister to people and explain the kingdom of God. Short, simple, and powerful, he gives us the example of the mustard seed to use. It's a beautiful story. One that is so good that we still know it by heart today. How God can take the smallest of things and make them great. The very tiniest of seeds makes shade and food for all God's creatures. Timely and relatable to this day. I think what makes all of these fables and fairy tales and proverbs and parables so effective is their relatability and adaptability. God's love and the story of faith and salvation in Jesus partially stands the test of time, because no matter when you tell it, it is memorable and relatable and true. 2,000 years ago, the story of the mustard seed was one that was relatable to those who live surrounded by the plants. And even now, it's adapted for children's sermons and poems and told over and over again. All good stories and truths are that way. Little Red, Cinderella, the baker's wife, and a menagerie of characters from other fairy tales that we all know and are familiar with tell us many different nuggets of wisdom throughout Into the Woods. I could sing them because they are simple and memorable, but I won't sing them for you. That's a parable all its own. Straight ahead, do not delay or be misled. Come what may, follow the path and never stray. Sometimes the things you most wish for are not to be touched. No knot unties itself. The harder to get, the better to have. Never wear mauve to a ball or pink. Slotted spoons don't hold much soup. The prettier the flower, the further from the path. Opportunity is not a lengthy visitor. You may know what you need, but you get what you want. These little nuggets of wisdom, just like the parables, are full of meaning. It is a lesson in evangelism and discipleship. You don't have to have some long, drawn-out conversation or a story to tell. All you need is seeds. God will do the rest. And it doesn't even have to be a lot of seeds. It can be the tiniest of seeds that God can take and multiply and grow into something amazing. We may never know how, but we will be able to see the end result in the beauty of the bush and the shelter of the birds. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. When you make the word of God and the ideas of faith relatable, people are able to hear it. I've been working on my ordination paperwork this week. It's a long process of putting words on paper to tell my own story, the story of my history, the story of my call, and most importantly, the story of my faith. Part of the work I am doing is reading up on theology and doctrine that I will be quoting in my story. I've been reviewing one of my favorite Episcopalian theologians, N.T. Wright. I love his ideas about storytelling and parables in Scripture. He talks of how they were used by Jesus and how we can use them now. He says this of those whom we are trying to share the gospel. Tell them a story, though, and you invite them to come into a different world. You invite them to share a worldview, or better still, a God view. That actually is what the parables are all about. They offer us, as all genuine Christian storytelling does, a worldview which, as someone comes into it and finds how compelling it is, quietly shatters the worldview that they were in already. Stories determine how people see themselves and how they see the world. Stories determine how they experience God and the world and themselves and others. Great revolutionary moments have told stories about the past and present and future. They have invited people to see themselves in that light, and people's lives have been changed. If that happens merely at a human level, how much more when it is God Himself, the Creator, breathing through His Word? What story do you have to tell? The parable of the mustard seed is 2 verses long. Do you have something amazing that God has done for you that you can tell people about? Is there a story, no matter if it's directly from the Bible or a retelling by Aesop or Sondheim, that sums up a lesson that God is trying to teach you? I find that the relatable stories will connect with people and can be used to build that relationships that our churches are founded on. There may not be giants in the sky, as Jack found there to be, but there is beauty at the end of the fruitful beanstalk, one that only God can grow, but we can help to plant the seeds. Jack sings, when you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show just how small you are. God is bigger than any giant in the sky. God is big and beautiful enough to remind us how small we are and how even with the smallest of things, He can do big things. What seed is God planting in you? What seeds are you planting for God? Are you hurling them out the kitchen window and hoping for the best, like Jack's mother? Or are you carefully planting them in rows to grow? The good news is God can make great things either way. God can make beauty out of any seed you plant. He is not asking you to do the miracle of the growth, just to plant the seeds. I want to end today with one of my favorite prayers from our Jewish brothers and sisters. It's an evening prayer that I found while worshiping at Temple Beth Israel in Macon. I read it in my prayer time a lot. It's short but powerful. I've read it to you before, but I want you to listen again with fresh ears. Let us pray together. Love God with all the power of your heart, with its yearnings, its passions, with all you hold dear in life, and with the fullness of what the world gives you. Wrap these words around your deeds as a holy garment, and let them shape your home into a dwelling place of peace. Wherever you go, scatter the words like seeds. Let them be drops of water on the thirsty earth. Seal these words upon your heart, that their sacredness may permeate your being, coursing through your veins, melting body into soul. Friends, our world is thirsty for the love and care that we find in our faith stories. From the same God that the Jews of the Old Testament and today find strength in, from the same God that came into this world as a human in the person of Jesus Christ, from the same God through the Holy Spirit that was there with the early church learning and growing in a new faith. And for us today, as we continue to spread the love of God like seeds for the thirsty earth, our stories can quench that thirst. Our stories are the seeds that God needs us to plant so that we can further His kingdom. Amen. As we go throughout our week this week, let us find ways to scatter the seeds of God, of faith, of kindness, of hope. Because if we plant that seed, God can do great things. Because in life and death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.